back. We didn't mean to blast you out of there with all the bumper music, but Candy Harrington is the author of two wonderful books, Barrier-Free Travel and There Is Room at the Inn, The Nuts and Bolts Guide for Wheelers and Slow Walkers. Candy is also editor of Emerging Horizons Accessible Travel News. Hi, Candy, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, hi, and thank you for having me.
I was talking to Lori McConnell, and she said you were out there visiting her over at Boise, and she's on a little bit later in the show, so she said to say hi.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time in Boise. It was wonderful.
That's exactly what she said. Anyway, let's start with authors, and I always liked to get the feeling of how did you get started in this sort of thing, because obviously these are two wonderful books, and lots of work went into them, as I can see.
Well, you know, I really don't have a great story. I guess because I'm a writer, maybe I should make one up someday. But I've just been a travel writer for all my life, been over 30 years. And about 12 years ago, I just decided I wanted to do something different. I was writing a lot of travel fluff, and I wanted something that was more meaningful and something, you know, that was a little bit of a challenge. And I just, at the suggestion of one person, decided to look into accessible travel, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Well, first of all, you started off with the Emerging Horizons, your magazine first, I assume, is.
Yeah, that was the first thing that we did. Although I do have to say that I probably spent about 3 years just doing research before I ever even wrote one word about accessible travel. You know, when I started, I didn't even know anybody in a wheelchair, so I just kind of had to hit the bricks and go out and find out a lot about things. So.
And what we really haven't mentioned is that the primary focus is travel for people with mobility disabilities.
And exactly, and that can be anybody from a slow walker that just takes a little longer, maybe needs an airport wheelchair for assistance, to somebody that's full-time in a power wheelchair.
All right, well, let's start off talking a little bit about Emerging Horizons, if you will.
Certainly. It's a travel magazine, just like any other travel magazine. We feature destinations. We have a Q&A column. The only difference is that our focus is on access. We also describe the access of a place. We will tell you, like, if it has steps. We try to focus on things that are barrier-free, but a few of our, you know, some of our readers can do a few steps, so it's just sort of an editorial call on what we include there. And we focus on trying to give people things that they can do rather than, well, you can't go here, you can't do this, this isn't accessible. So and we're published quarterly, and we're coming up on our 10th year, so we're happy to be here still.
Well, you know, first of all, I think wheelchair accessibility has come a long way, as you very well know, than it was not too many years ago. Now airlines, of course, have it, the sideworks have it, and I just think that an interesting statement that you make in Barrier-Free Travel was, it's still a jungle out there.
Oh, it is. It is. And well, it's a jungle just for, you know, any type of travel, because you're going away from something that is in a controlled environment in your own house, and you're going out to the unexpected, and anything can happen out there, you know, flight delays, you know, cars that don't work, you know, anything. And once you add a disability into it, you do have to take, you know, some extra time in planning and planning for the big what if scenario and having a backup plan.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else interesting, which I'm sure you're quite aware of. But I stage managed a show that one of my daughters had written, and we had some. It was a live show based on the Pokemon series, and we had some little people with us, and until I started dealing with things like making sure we had little stools so people could reach sinks, and you just don't think of these things in life.
No, you don't. And I think everybody should, you know, at least you know, experience it as, you know, at least temporarily, you know, maybe be on crutches or a wheelchair, and then you have a really full appreciation of, you know, what somebody goes through day in and day out. You know, one step or two steps, that can make a huge difference to somebody in a wheelchair, because some people just can't get up and walk.
Right, exactly. Now, let's go to the book, There Is Room at the Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we touch on that a little bit?
Well, it actually evolved from Emerging Horizons, because there's a column in Emerging Horizons called The Insider, which is about accessible inns and B&Bs. And I started doing this about 9 years ago, and at first I had a really hard time finding accessible inns and B&Bs. I mean, I was really, really scraping, but as I got out more and more readers would send me tips and innkeepers would send me information about their properties, and just I would stumble on more and more. So that's how the book evolved. It, you know, I just had so many inns and B&Bs, and it clearly would never be able to cover them all in a column. I don't know that I could live that long.
Right.
So, and it has 117 properties throughout the U.S., all different price ranges, all different types of properties. Not only, I mean, I do describe the access, because I think you shouldn't just say it is accessible, because people have a variety of different needs. And I also took into account innkeeper attitudes. These are all properties that are very welcoming to everybody. It's a real inclusive experience. They want to make sure their properties, you know, everybody can enjoy their properties. So it's sort of physical access and attitude that got properties in this book.
Now, why don't we go to Barrier-Free Travel, the book you wrote on that.
Well, that was the first book, and it's basically just a nuts and bolts guide.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, Lita. No, a nuts and bolts guide for wheelers and slow walkers. Great.
Yeah, because it just really is. It tells you all those things that you need to know about getting on an airplane. Are the bathrooms accessible? What about hotel rooms, cruises? All the really basics. And that evolved from questions that I kept answering and re-answering over years and years when people would ask. And I said, well, you know, this stuff needs to be in a book. And that's how that one happened.
Okay. Are there some areas that you would like to touch on in the Barrier-Free Travel book?
As far as things people should be aware of, or...
Yeah, just general highlights, if you will.
Well, you know, a lot of times people overlook things. Some idea or some things that I do have in the book. For example, you know, you make you know, arrangements for accessible air transportation. You've made arrangements for that hotel room that's accessible, but you've forgotten about getting from the airport to the hotel. You know, ground transportation is something that people totally, it's the one thing that they will forget about, and a lot of times it's not readily available. You know, at the curb, accessible. So you do have to make advance arrangements for that. And I always tell people to check with hotels, because if they have free shuttles, they do have to provide an accessible service also. So I always like to, you know, go free first.
Right. Now, there's one chapter, taking the kids.
Yes. You know, the big problem sometimes, I mean, if you have a child who happens to be disabled, the thing that I found with most parents, they're okay until they get to be about 7 or so. It's just like the kids in a stroller. But once your child gets bigger, he's too heavy to lift, then access really becomes an issue, and you're looking at things like, you know, wide doorways, and you can't just pick him up and put him into a regular bus. And so, you know, the need does come up. The transition from a stroller is very difficult for some parents, because they've, you know, been with this stroller for so long, and now we're in a wheelchair, which is a totally different, you know, concept. You know, there are lots of places that families can go, national parks, of course, amusement parks are very good, interactive museums. You know, there's lots of great experiences out there that are accessible for kids, and parents have just as much fun at these places too, if you've ever watched them.
Now, you also touch on when things go wrong.
Yeah, unfortunately, as I said earlier, you do need to have a backup plan. And there's a chapter on what to do when things go wrong. Obviously, I think the first thing you need to do is try to mitigate damages and you know, try to salvage your vacation when something goes wrong. Let's say your wheelchair breaks. You know, a really good backup plan would be to find somebody that can service your wheelchair, a dealer in your destination city, and you can have that number with you just in case something happens. But secondarily, you also want to recover damages. Like if the airlines actually damaged your wheelchair, you want to make sure that they make that right. So you need to know the right agencies to write to if this isn't, you know, if this isn't happening for you, and where to make complaints to so that your issues will be resolved. So sort of a two-pronged approach there. You know, having a good time and salvaging your vacation, but also, you know, making sure that you get everything taken care of legally, too.
Now, you also have a chapter, chapter 13, in fact. It says shopping the net, and basically what you're saying is the truth is online is not necessarily the truth.
Well, as far as, I mean, the internet is great. I mean, it's a wonderful resource, and it, you know, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, as far as accessible travel goes, that's where you can find the most up-to-date information. However, you do have to be careful. Hotel consolidators are a big problem because you're not actually booking an accessible room. You'll just book any room, and it's not even in your name. It's in the hotel consolidator name, and when you get there, you may or may not have an accessible room. So although the internet is very good for information, as far as making reservations and that, I do caution people, you know, to make sure they're really getting what they're supposed to be getting before they push that, you know, enter button.
Now, we have about a minute left, and I was, how about touching, I'm just thumbing through your B&Bs here and inns. Tell us about one or two, possibly, your favorite B&Bs.
One of my favorites is the favorite because it's just so different. It's the Inn at Honey Run, and it's in Ohio Amish country. And it's not your typical Amish inn. It has, like, Frank Lloyd Wright architecture. It's got a lot of windows. It's just this beautiful property, and it's on a number of acres. The owner is great. He has some trails that, you know, people probably can't do, you know, in a wheelchair, but he'll take you around the property and his little gator, which is a little thing that you drive like a big, you know, golf cart.
Right.
I've never heard of a gator before this, so that was my big introduction. And it's just a very nicely accessible property, and they have a great restaurant, too.
Andy, that's super. Just before we go, would you please give the audience your website and how they can and buy your books, I assume, from your website?
Yeah, it is emerginghorizons.com, and you can find everything out there. Emerging Horizons and all the books, and there's also a lot of just information for people that are interested in traveling.
Kenny, it was wonderful. Thanks. It's a great topic. I think you're doing a great job for people who need the sort of things that you're doing, and maybe we can chat again.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much.
Pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
That was Candy Harrington. I certainly suggest that you go to our website and there's a link to hers, and check out some of these. These are really, really interesting books, especially for those who have some type of a handicap, and she makes it very clear, and the books are super, absolutely superb. Now, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, Peter Flaherty, Rediscovering America's report on his return from New Orleans. Stay with us.